Here at one of Europe's most respected economic think tanks, Bruegel, researchers and analysts are continuing to crunch the latest unemployment figures, which show a record number of people out of work in the Eurozone. According to the EU's statistical office, Eurostat, within the 17 countries that use the euro, an additional 95,000 people joined the dole queues in April.
Unfortunately, this is not really surprising that growth in Europe is very weak and unemployment is very high. There is very limited private demand at the moment. The banks are still in a weak shape and do not really lend credit. And at the same time, there is still a continued focus on fiscal consolidation. So what else can come out than a weak outlook and high unemployment?
According to the latest figures, there are now 19.4 million adults unemployed in the Eurozone. That is 12.2% of the labour force. 3.6 million adults under the age of 25 are without a job. In Greece and Spain, youth unemployment is running at 60%, and 40% of young adults are without work in Italy. France, Europe's second largest economy, is also experiencing record unemployment. The European Commission has said its priority is to tackle youth unemployment. Policy analysts say it should be made easier for young workers to freely move around Europe so that they could go where the jobs are.
Another set of ideas which are floating around is that we should, more countries should adopt the German education system, the dual system where you have training in schools, but at the same time have apprenticeships in firms so that you get your first work experience while you're in training. And again, this is a good idea and should be promoted, but also it's not a short-term solution. Of course, there are not that many short-term solutions around.
To further compound the problems, official statistics are also showing that people are spending less, even in Europe's strongest economies, Germany and France. It would seem that politicians, policymakers and analysts can only speculate as to when the crisis will end. They do agree, however, that things will get worse before they get better. The unemployment rate in the Eurozone is expected to exceed an incredible 20 million people before the end of this year. Jerome Hughes, Press TV, Brussels.